The Reed House's Katie McDade says you can see three marriage certificates from the 1800s when they came edged in lace. McDade adds love letters of that era were also quite different, with men more likely to use flowery language than women. There were even etiquette guides with rules for letters of love, and the Reed House has examples from both the 19th and 20th centuries. McDade says, one, the American Etiquette and Rules of Politeness Guide is from 1883.
And it was saying that love letters, they should be free from silly, extravagant expressions and contain nothing of which the writer would be ashamed were the letter to fall under the eyes of any other person.
Emily Post wrote another, 1923's Etiquette in Society, in Business, in Politics, and at Home.
She says something very similar, so never write a letter that would embarrass you were you to see it in a newspaper.
McDade notes Valentine's came later, with only a few handmade ones surfacing in the late 1800s. The Reed House doesn't have any of those, but does have some from the early 1900s, when commercial printing of Valentine's became popular. Megan Polly, Delaware Public Media.